it was so much uncertainty, mayhem. People would come up to me as we're walking out. Did you see such and such? Did you see so and so? Did they get out? They were your neighbors and were right next door to you. And this guy who was in a neighborhood, I mean, a very strong guy, you know, that we grew up with, he was crying. And he said, Gwen, did you see my brother? And I said, your brother is fine. Your brother came to our house before he left out for the helicopters, and we gave him kegs of water so he can drink because he didn't have water all day. And he cried. I mean, he wept like a newborn babe.
And this guy was like
a macho.
Macho guy. And he was like crying because he knew someone from his family that he asked about was actually okay. And it was important for him to know that. And racism during Katrina was not there because
it wasn't.
Everybody was trying to help each other
to get out of here.
And mm-hmm. they shared whatever they had. When we got to certain points, they looked out for each other. I remember when we got to the airport, if you were not blood related, didn't even know the person, but if that person was in a wheelchair and they needed to be pushed further up because nobody was there to push them.
Right.
It wasn't about color. It was that person needed the humanity in us.
Like to say that a lot of people have, let's say, the bad boys. Uh-huh. When that hurricane hit,
right,
those bad boys turned into St. Michael's, Chief Archangel Gabriel's.
Right. This guy that we didn't even speak to in the neighborhood.
Right.
He was helping senior citizens that he wasn't related to. It was just unbelievable.
It was an unbelievable manifestation of positive energy like you would not believe that happened into this city over people who you would think that would probably harm you.
Right.
At night.
There were people
or daytime.
Because we know there were people we would not even socialize with. But they changed. It was the spirit of Katrina. It had good and bad.
It did.
They helped so many senior citizens get to dry land. And that's one thing I think Katrina brought humanity back.
Yes, she did.